It will be a royal affair this weekend at East City Park, as all of the past kings and queens of the Renaissance Fair have been asked back for the 40th annual celebration. Along with crowning new royalty, there will be entertainment on two stages. President of the Moscow Renaissance Fair Committee, Luanne Scott, says this year they have over 100 artisan and craft vendors.
All different types of very high quality art and crafts from all over the Inland Northwest.
Scott says that along with finding a gift for Mother's Day or a summer wedding, you can enjoy food from a dozen food booths, all of which are fundraising for nonprofit groups.
All the food in the food booth is homemade, and there's a wide variety of things, from snacks to whole meals, and of course the famous elephant ears that the Border Highlanders and the Moscow Environmental Club have every year.
Along with famous fair food and crafts, Scott says this year they've added a children's parade that will take place on Sunday at 3:30, starting from stage two. Most of all, Scott says the Renaissance Fair has something for everyone.
There are plenty of activities for everyone, great music, great food, wonderful activities for children. Just come to the park, have a great time. We're going to have wonderful weather, and I'll see you at the fair.
For more information, visit moscowrenfair.org. For Inland Northwest News, I'm Lauren Marie.